weary soul. I got a new lease on life.
Welcome to Go We Are with Mama Mac, helping you to hit a home run in life when you feel like striking out.
Whoa, love that intro. This is Go Yard. I'm Mama Mac, and my co-host is Dr. Angel Falzoni right here in the studio live in Clearwater, Florida with you tonight. And we're excited to be here, aren't we, Dr. Angel?
Oh, it is a wonderful night. A little chilly out, feeling like early Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, for us, chilly is nothing like they get in the other states. And, of course, this broadcast on Tantalk 1340.com can be accessed everywhere around the globe on the internet, which is really cool. So if some people have just tuned in on the radio station, they can change that right now and flip over to the internet connection, which is www.tantalk1340.com. And that's really cool.
So that's amazing.
It is. Technology is wonderful these days, isn't it? Yes. And in fact, we welcome people to call in to our show. And we've had a lot of call-ins through the 12 weeks that we've been on the air. This is show number 13, Dr. Angel.
Wow. Time flies, hasn't it?
When you're having this much fun, right?
It's been a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. And so also you can call in and the number is 727-441-3000. An easy number to remember. 727-441-3000. And you can also text directly to my phone sitting right here to my left. And it is 727-417-0707. And that's a lot of sevens. So I'm going to repeat it one more time. 727-417-0707. We would love to hear from you during this show. So this is the month of December 2014. And we are in a series that we kind of began last week, giving a gift to yourself. A gift for you is what we were talking about. And last week we talked about mindset makeover. Dr. Angel, what is that? And what did we talk about last week if they missed it?
Oh, mindset makeover. Well, first of all, we can't even begin to put it in a few sentences. So go back and listen if you missed it.
Yes.
But it's really about changing our perspective. It's about the way we choose to look at a situation or a problem or what's going on. It's learning to focus on ourselves and what we can do to improve ourselves,
right,
instead of looking out and trying to find what's wrong with everybody else.
And I think that is a big reason a lot of people get depressed and discouraged and defeated, is because instead of concentrating on positive things, they are continually wrapped up with the negative, especially where other people in their lives are concerned. We call that drama.
Oh, the drama. Yes. And you know, I think it's part of human condition to be really attracted to the dramas.
I think so too.
But in reality, they give us a lot of stress, anxiety, depression, jealousy. They hurt our physical bodies.
Right.
Nothing good comes from it.
Right.
So
we're all about this makeover, this mindset makeover, and that's a gift to yourself if you choose to give it to yourself. But it takes a little bit of effort, would you say, doctor?
It takes a lot of effort, very much so. And you have to be purposeful. We've used that word probably from the very beginning.
Wait a minute, let me get my bell, because that is a critical word. Say it again.
Purposeful.
Yes. What do you mean by that?
That we have to plan on changing that mindset. We have to look at where our mindset tends to go negative and at what time and what's our triggers.
Right.
And so that we can purposefully work on replacing it with a positive mindset.
Absolutely. So it's intentional.
Very intentional.
And so you set about to do something with your life and change direction if you need to and make some improvements. That's what we're talking about. Home improvements for yourself, not for your home necessarily, but
yes, self-improvement.
Self-improvement.
You know, we talked about the whole man in the mirror, the Michael Jackson song.
Last week. Yeah, that was cool.
The one thing we can change is us. And so
yes,
let's stop looking at what we can't change and who we can't change. And we all need to change a little bit and grow. So let's put that focus on us.
Amen.
Where we have power.
So this month of December, we are concentrating on practical things that we need to take a look at as individuals and things that we can change, things that perhaps we're not real happy with ourselves the way we are in certain areas. We're not talking necessarily about physical things, but in a way, we're going to be talking about some physical aspects. We're going to talk about a lot of different areas of our lives, aren't we, in the next couple weeks?
Very much so. And the reason we need to talk about a lot of different areas of our lives, Mama Mac, is because our bodies are really just interconnected. So everything that happens to us is connected to other parts of us, meaning that when you feel sick, you're emotional. Physically, if you're sick and you have a cold, you're going to be more susceptible to your emotions being more depressed and downcast.
Exactly.
Just because you're sick.
Just because you're sick.
And so one, I call them the domains, and we have many domains, and they're all interconnected. One thing can't happen in one part without it trickling over to the other ones.
Okay.
And so we need to start working on looking at our domains as a whole for us to be better as a whole.
Okay. All right. I like that. And tonight we're going to start off on the first domain. It's about our emotions. Emotions, a lot of people call them feelings. You want to talk about, can you define them? Most people understand what emotions are.
Emotions are the part we feel, what they're our feelers. And
right.
They're very temporary. And that's the one thing that we always have to keep in mind, that no matter what you're feeling in this moment, you are not going to feel maybe an hour from now, a day from now, a week from now, even about the same circumstance.
It's probably temporary.
They're very temporary.
Right. And I think one of the things that in this time of year that we all feel is a lot of stress, Doctor. I mean, stress is just, I love the fact there's finally a word for it. I mean, years ago, I don't remember even hearing that word, probably, 30, 40 years ago. So it's something that we all can identify with, don't you think?
Very much. I mean, our culture is very susceptible to high levels of stress. This time of year, we have stresses on our finances. We have stresses on our time. We have stresses on seeing relationships that may be less than perfect that we need to or we feel obligated to be around. We have stresses with work, with our kids, more events to go to at the kids' schools. They're stress,
finances.
Stress. And we're topped.
Yes, yes.
And then we're not sleeping because all we can do is think about all the things that are going on and how we can figure it out and make it work.
Try to fix it.
So it affects our sleep.
Right.
And it's also lowering our body's immune system. So now we're catching more colds, sore throats, stuffy noses. They're going around really bad.
Right.
Just in the office today, I was walking down the hall and you can just walk by everyone's office and hear another symptom of a cold almost. And
right.
It's this time of year and this stress plays havoc on our body.
Exactly. Wow. Okay. So do we have the ability to handle stress and bounce back from problems and adversity is a question I think we need to be asking ourselves, Doctor.
That's a very good self-reflective question.
Okay.
First of all, how do I handle stress? What am I doing to manage stress? We need to have a plan for stress, because if you don't have a plan for stress, it's going to take control.
Right.
So we know that we have these stresses. So, for example, if we have this humongous financial stress, maybe we need to make a plan of a budget of what we're going to spend or designate to certain things going on, or a time management plan, or say the word no. But how are we managing those stresses in our life? Are we exercising? Are we, people tend to get to the comfort food this time of year and we start to eat things because we're feeling so stressed, and the pies and the desserts and the sugars and the high carbs are going to maybe make us feel comforted for a minute.
Right.
A minute, I mean, because it's really not helping us and it's making it worse for us in the long run. So we need to look at, how do I manage it?
Okay.
First, what am I doing to manage my stress? Mm-hmm. If you're drinking more alcohol, that's how you're managing it. It's just not a positive way.
Right.
So be honest.
Right.
What are you doing to manage your stress?
Okay. So that's a good question. And that's something that people can really evaluate when they have a little bit of time. And I think part of that is, how do you bounce back when you're having so many stressors, let's call them, in your life?
Well, and having that stress management plan is the key to being able to bounce back from adversity.
Okay.
If I have a plan to manage that stress, I can use that plan and take those tools and use it so that I can bounce back and have a tool and some support to move forward. So that plan is key to bouncing.
So we have to assume we're going to be stressed out at this time of year.
Oh,
I mean, let's
much.
Just assume that. Let's don't think, well, that's not going to happen to me. It happens to everybody, really.
It really does. I mean, this is a very hectic time of year. I mean, we have our businesses, they're closing their fiscal year, so they're all trying to get the accounting, and the work demands can be very high this time of year, on top of our own stuff going on. So, and holidays and family and just a lot.
Right. And so we're always trying to meet up to expectations of those family members. We had a show on that a few weeks back about when we go to these holiday events and how difficult sometimes it is, because maybe we've had a really awful year and our cousin has had a wonderful, exciting year and all these wonderful things have happened maybe to that person, but not to you. So how do we handle it when our self-esteem may be a little bit low?
Well, and that's the whole kind of concept we talked about last week with the mindful, you know, looking, being specific and changing our perspective. And we have to measure ourselves only against ourselves.
Okay.
You know, this is not a competition. Life.
Right.
We are not in competition.
So that's a real important rule right there.
It really is. Measure yourself against yourself. And if you're not doing better than you were 6 months ago or last year this time, then we need to figure out why and what's going on and what I can do to change that.
Okay.
So maybe I'm not having everything my cousin has, but maybe I'm two steps ahead of where I was this time last year. And that's improvement.
Right. And so when we self-evaluate, mindset makeover that we've been talking about, we need to get an idea of whether or not we have purpose in our lives, right? If some of the stuff that we're engaging in, the time-consuming activities that we're doing, whatever those might be, obligation or whatever, are those worthy of my time?
Very much so, because you're right. A lot of us get so hung up in activities that really aren't that important or worthy of our time. And we put so much energy into those activities that when the things that we really need to get done and accomplish the priorities or what should be the priorities, we don't have the energy or strength. We're tired.
That's it. So I think that just opens up to a word, balance.
Balance is a great word.
Okay. That's a bell ringer, don't you think?
Very much.
Balance is so important because we can ask the question, do we have any kind of a balance in our lives between work and play and just downtime, just alone time, meditation, all of that, rest, I mean, vacation. I mean, a lot of people store up vacation days for years on end just because they want to make sure, oh, what if I got sick someday or whatever the case may be. So we need to have that balance.
Very much. We need to have balance in all those domains, because when something gets off balance, it affects and trickles over into other areas of our life. So if we're eating super unhealthy and we're low in our immune system and we get sick, well, then it's going to affect our emotions. It's going to affect our work performance. It's going to affect our relationships because we're not going to have that to give.
Right. And if we are one of those workaholic type people where we think, well, the world can't handle it if I don't put in 80 hours a week in my job or whatever the case may be, then the balance in our lives is just all messed up and we really don't get quality rest at all.
We don't. And rest is very important for our bodies because it's time for our brains and our bodies to renew itself and to regenerate itself and to increase our immune system and to increase our ability to focus and concentrate. You want to take somebody who doesn't get enough rest. They say that driving without sleep is worse than drinking and driving. With
yes.
The focus and concentration.
Exactly. Yeah, so. Very dangerous. Happened to a friend of mine, a few months back, driving, just being very, very tired and had a wreck. And it can happen. It's easy to have happen. Rest and drinking plenty of fluids is what my mother always used to say about when you get a cold. And when you get a cold, that's what you should do, rest and fluids. But you know what? That really does apply. Our engineer's got a cold, so that's why I'm making that point right now, kind of saying to him, drink a lot of fluids.
Well, you know,
Chris,
even when we're not sick, we really need to drink a lot of water.
Yeah,
water is very renewal for our body in so
it
many
is.
Ways and healthy for us. But to go back to the workaholic comment you
yes.
made, it reminded me of something that I heard that a research was conducted. It was qualitative research that happened with people who were dying.
Wow.
And they would ask them, what are your regrets? What would you do if you could do it over? You know, not one person ever said, I wish I could have worked more.
That's great.
And that's profound because a lot of us put a lot of emphasis on our careers and working. And
yes.
And we work at work and then we take our suitcases home and we're with the kids, but we're on those laptops phones and returning emails. And you know what? Let's put it in balance.
Absolutely. There's a new commercial on now about what if you just took one more day for play during the year? I don't know if you've seen it, but there's these cute little kids, beautiful little children, and I think it's a commercial for Visa, and it's saying just one more day, and it shows, you know, these kids jumping in a pool and all this, just one more day for play, and just that so many people don't use their vacation days. Back to that, you know.
They cash them in for money.
Yes.
A lot of people do, and help them, you know, maybe get out of debt. But you have those days for a reason.
Right.
You need rest.
You need rest.
To stop.
Another thing that's so important to our emotional health is, are we focused on the present or are we focused on the past? Or what? Where is our focus? Where is our thought pattern? You know, that mindset makeover. We're still on that.
And that's definitely very important. And we really want to stay mostly focused in our present. We want to be cognizant of our future and plan for our future. But if 90% of our thinking is future oriented, we are not in our present.
Right.
So we need to be able to live in the present. So, you know, the rule of thumb is you want 80% of your focus to be in your present, 10% of it to be cognizant of our future, and 10% of it to be aware of the past.
Well, that's good. I like that. 80-10-10.
80-10-10. If you were living in the past, you can't change it.
So many people do, though, doctor. I've been around people for years and counseling people for years myself, and hearing this happen and that happen, and still, you know, living in resentments and bitterness from the past and every awful thing that ever happened to them. And honestly, it's just no way to live. That's not living.
It's really not living. You know, it kind of reminded me of, I've had several patients, that have had this story that will come, and they'll be their late 50s, they'll be in their early 60s, and they're living this life that has no function in their present.
Right.
They just aren't functioning. And when you talk about them, it's, well, when I was a kid, you don't know, my mom didn't treat me right. And
right.
I'm like, you are 60 years
yes,
old.
Yes, exactly.
When are we going to leave what happened? Let's deal with it, process it, and let's get into today.
Whoa, boy, if that isn't true. You know what? We want to hear from you because this is some hot topics here. 727-441-3000. You can call in and our engineer, Chris, will answer the phone and tell us on the computer that you're there. Or you can text to my phone right here, 727-417-0707. Mindset makeover. Do you deal with your emotions? Good question at this time of year, because I think a lot of people bury all these things, you know, that have happened or that currently are happening, you know, things that are going on right now. I mean, I think what we just talked about, the past, yeah, a lot of people just major on the past and they live back there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But a lot of people in the present put their head in the ground, in the sand, if you will, as if the pain of that emotion isn't happening, or that situation, they don't want to deal with it. Maybe they're afraid. They don't want to deal with it because what if it makes Aunt so-and-so mad, or you know what I'm saying? Or mom,
yeah, and they,
you know?
And they avoid it and they act like it's not there, and it is there.
Yeah.
And so we can't pretend it's not. We need to acknowledge it. And that's where having a trusted confidant, it's really important in our life, because you know, then we have the other extreme where people vent to everybody everything that's going on.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, I call them attention seekers because it's really what
they're
doing.
That's what it is. It's the drama thing, doctor. I've stood in line in stores and listened to stuff that would just like, oh, my gosh, you know, shut up already.
You get a life story in. And
right.
So we want to have those trusted people that we
yes.
can share whatever
yes.
our emotions are, raw emotions that may be unfounded, they may be founded, but they're in that moment that we can get those out so they don't become toxic.
What do you say to the person who said, I had a confidant like that, and that person stabbed me in the back or turned on me or told 50 of their closest friends all of my details of my pain or whatever the case may be? How do you pick a trusted confidant? Because I believe this is a very important aspect to mindset makeover, is having that person you can mm-hmm. talk to other than a counselor you pay. I mean, that's always something.
Well, there's
also.
Always, yes, there's always professional. There's always, if you're not trusting other people, you can always journal. And that's
yes.
another outlet for those emotions. Unfortunately, journaling doesn't kind of help you change perspective. But Unfortunately, there's no way of knowing who's going to stab you in the back. And
right.
It can happen with the most, you know, person that you think is extremely trustworthy. And that's very sad that happens. And it does.
It does.
And so be diligent about who you pick and right. how much information you share.
Be careful. Go slow.
And be guarded. You know, you do want to be guarded. You don't want to like open yourself up and expose yourself to right. somebody that you're right, has this weapon now that they can use against you. So, and if that's where you're at, maybe you just need to have a counselor or somebody that
right, because a counselor has the professional ethics. Yes, but it's so important to be able to get it out and talk about it. That's what I hear you saying in a yes. mindset makeover. So important to talk, whether it's to a trusted friend or your mom or a paid counselor. It's important to have a trust, a confidence there.
Very much. And you know what? You can have different people for different types of confidences. So not one person.
That's a good point.
Because here's the deal. You might be in a crisis and that your confidence may not be available. And then
that's
what are
right.
you going to do?
Right.
And so having build up that support system that, you know, I'm going through this and my one person is not available. I need to have a backup plan and other people available.
Yeah. So absolutely. Okay. What about taking that regular timeouts for your problems as far as sitting down maybe just by yourself and thinking about trying to identify what it is that's bothering you? You know that feeling that you get when you feel like the other shoe is about to drop mm-hmm. in whatever situation? I'm going to talk about real estate because that happens to me on deals sometimes. And I've get this feeling, something's not going to work right here. There's something wrong here. You feel it. You know what I'm saying? That it's different when it's your work, but when it's just on the inside of you, and you, in other words, you're edgy. You're not really at peace.
Mm-hmm.
What can you do about that?
Well, you can kind of look in to see if there's some reality to what's going on. Are you just being fearful?
Okay.
Or are you being paranoid? Or is there some reality to this?
Exactly. Okay.
So first of all, let's look at it. And then second of all, what can we do to hedge off if there's something, if you can see that potential? Sometimes we just get blindsided.
Yeah, we do.
There's nothing we can do about it. It happens.
And then we're better for it, though. I mean, when you go down the road, you look back and you go, I learned that lesson back there. You
Very
know?
Much so. And you do gain strength.
You do.
Very much.
And wisdom.
And wisdom. And the ability to discern things and hopefully to not have that issue happen in your future, to make a difference, to make right. a change.
I think a lot of people at this time of year, Doctor, struggle with hopelessness.
Very much.
Just feeling like, you know, maybe it just hadn't been a good year. Maybe things hadn't come together the way they should. And we are getting ready to talk about that more in this next segment. And we're going to go to a commercial right here and come back and talk about hopelessness.
Prompt professional service is what you will receive when you allow Marcia McAllister of Charles Rittenberg Realty to help find that perfect home or list your home for sale. With over 23 years of experience in the Tampa Bay area, you will enjoy a smooth transaction from start to finish. Call Marcia today at 727-417-0707. Now is a great time to buy or sell a home. Call Marcia McAllister at 727-417-0707.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Love that. Engineer Chris, those songs were great on the side of a break there. Love it. Okay. Excellent. We are talking tonight on Go Yard all about mindset makeover and some self examination that's going to make your life better. I'm Mama Mac here in the studio live every single week. This is our 13th show. We began in September, and we're glad you've joined us. You can call in and talk to us during the show, 727-441-3000 if you want to, or you can text me, and you just heard that, my phone number on my commercial there for real estate, 727-441-3000. 170707. If you would like to be an advertiser on Go Yard, that is great. We welcome you. Go to our new website, goyard2014.org. goyard2014.org, and you'll find the rates there very, very reasonable. And then you can contact me personally at that phone number, 727-417-0707, and we'll write an ad for you and have you just start in with us as an advertiser, and that's cool. So we welcome you to do that. And we're on Facebook. We're getting a large following on Facebook. What is going on Facebook, Dr. Angel, and you're doing that.
Yes, we are. And that is Facebook.com/GoYard1340.
Yes.
Come like us. We encourage you to like us.
Yes. So Go Yard 1340 on Facebook. So we want you to look us up. And we've got a lot more going on. Any show that people have missed, they can find now. Go to our website, goyard2014.org, and you will go to radio broadcast, and there will be a link which will take you to this station podcast. And they're all there. And we also are going to have them on our website shortly. We're working with a webmaster on that right now to get that happening. So that will be happening soon. They'll be easy for you just to go to the goyard2014.org, and there they will be. So that's kind of cool. We're excited about what is happening with this show, Dr. Angel. It's fun, isn't it? You're getting a lot of people.
We get a lot of feedback. We get emails and all kinds of feedback, and it's been very positive.
Right.
So encourage it. And I encourage you guys to give us some feedback, really.
Right. We want to hear from you. Yeah. Go on Facebook and like us. All right. Tonight we're talking about, really a self-exam, kind of how happy are you with your life? That's the question we want to ask tonight as we're almost ready to turn the corner into 2015. How happy are you? Are you satisfied? Are you content? Has it been a good year? Has it been a painful year? Has it been a year where you think, man, this isn't working? I got this wrong and this is going on and this just isn't happening for me. And this show is all about a change. It's all about mindset makeover. It really is.
It really is. But the thing is what I want to encourage people is it doesn't matter if you're in the best of times personally or the worst of times, you can still be satisfied.
Right. So what about the listener that's feeling hopeless tonight, doctor?
Well, and hopelessness happens this time of year. Maybe we feel alone or we feel isolated.
Sure.
Or all it reminds us is painful things that we've had in our past. And so we need to find ways to instill our hope and start thinking about what can we do to feel better? What do we feel hopeless about? What is the cause of this hopelessness? Is it real?
Right.
Because a lot of times we have a feeling, and we've already talked about it, our feelings are so temporary.
Right.
And they're not, tomorrow you're going to feel different. So let's look at that. And if they're realized, let's look at how we can change that. And maybe if you're really hopeless, you may need professional help.
Absolutely.
To find those hope. You just may need some trusted friends to help you. You may need to start thinking a little bit more about, what do I want for 2015?
Exactly.
How do I want it to be better?
Right. Don't wait till New Year's Eve to sit down and write your resolutions, because that's what this show is all about. Go back over the last few shows and get some good advice on how you can make this next year better.
Well, I really don't even like, the whole idea of New Year's resolutions. I like the idea of us taking time to reflect and think what we need to do. But, they're living, breathing goals.
Right.
They change as we change and as our year goes on, and they grow and they emerge. And if we just make a plan, if we just make a goal, this year I want to lose this or I want to do that, and we don't have a strategic plan of action behind that goal, we've done nothing but set ourselves up to fail.
Right. So we've got to have points, like things that you're going to do, action points, let's call them.
There are strategic action plans, and it's looking at how am I going to meet that goal.
Right. Okay. Very, very important. One of those things that we want to talk about with all of this, one of these domains, and would you explain to them about the life assessment what do we want to call this? A life assessment questionnaire that you have formulated, Dr. Angel Falzone, yes. PhD, licensed mental health counselor. And you deal with people continually every single day. So you have written this life assessment survey.
It's a life satisfaction self-report.
Life satisfaction.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And it's a self-reported survey, and we're going to get it up on the website, hopefully, very soon.
Right.
But it addresses 10 of our major life domains. And we kind of talked about domains as the areas in our bodies that all affect our body. So some will be, there's all types. So let me kind of just go through what some of those domains are.
Please do.
We have our physical health, and our physical domain is very important.
Right.
We have our emotional health, which we just went over in great detail the first half of our show. Our spiritual health. We have our financial health.
Right.
We have our careers and professional health. And even if your career is stay-at-home mom, that's your career.
Sure.
We have our social support health, and that's when we were just talking about building those tools of social support, which helps to make our emotional health stronger. So they're so interconnected. We have our interpersonal relationship health. We have our time and scheduling health. We have our personal growth health.
Okay.
And our recreation health. And all of that combines to make our whole life satisfaction.
Wow. Okay. So would you say that a lot of people are very dissatisfied with their lives?
They are, and I don't think that they can really pinpoint why they're dissatisfied and what's going on. And I think that this was created as a tool for strength. I am very much a strength-based positive psychology practitioner, and I'm looking for, if it's not working, let's get under it, use what's working well, and let's overcome it. So this is created to help people figure out why I'm not satisfied, what's happening. And a lot of them, they'll find is total areas of their life are just not, they're being neglected. That recreation and fun is one of them that just gets neglected, or the personal growth or time management. And then they wonder, well, I'm not satisfied. Well, this makes sense now.
Right. Somebody's always late everywhere they go.
And it's a tool to help them figure out what's going on and what areas, what's working well.
Right.
So that's our strength, and what we can kind of make a plan for those things that aren't.
And to be balanced,
yes,
which is a key word here. There you go. To be balanced in our lives, we have to consider all of these domains, don't we? We can't just be, I mean, it brings to mind the person who starts working out at the gym and it becomes an obsession and they're there three times a day. You know, 6 days a week or whatever the case. I've known people that have just absolutely gone off the deep end with working out because there is a euphoria almost, or a feeling, a really good feeling when you're working out. And so people that have just absolutely at the expense of everything else have obsessed on that one area in their lives. So
And they can justify it because it's a positive area. I mean, if you tell somebody I'm working out, nobody's going to say, oh, well, that's a bad thing to do. But the problem is anything in our lives that are not imbalanced is not working positively for us, because to have an unbalance means we are losing satisfaction in another area of our life.
Well, and one of these domains is our spiritual side, too, which we're going to talk about maybe next week. But that's a very important part of our lives, too. And not that everybody has to believe the same.
No.
But that they do have a spiritual component to their lives and a relationship with God. So we'll talk more about that in the future. But I want to continue on where we've been talking about tonight on emotional. I want to talk about this social support domain that you have here.
Okay.
Because it goes back to one of the things we talked about in the first half hour. Do you have people you can call on and will be available when you need help is the first question under this social support domain. I'll read it again. Do you have people you can call on and will be available when you need help?
And that's it. And it's people, not
people.
A person.
Right.
And just like we stated earlier, we need to have our toolbox of supports, because when you're going through a crisis, it's not, the timing is not always convenient.
Right.
And a lot is going on. And, you know, just
sometimes your pastor's not available,
or your trusted confidant's not available.
Right.
And, you know, just this past week, personally for me, I hit a personal crisis in my world. And it was unexpected. It was not anticipated. And it made the bottom fall out. And I literally felt like I couldn't breathe for a moment there.
Yes.
And I had to go resort to my toolbox. And you know, kept going through. And then I found those supports that we rallied up and resolved the issue and settled everything.
Wow.
But this time last week, I was
really feeling
very anxious and
stressed. But you came in here last week and you did an amazing, powerful show, regardless of how difficult life had been for the last day or two before this show last week. But that shows what we're talking about, learning how to dig deep down inside and pull up that strength and rise to the occasion, right? And have a support system around you.
And to think of the solution, you know, I get a lot of clients who they're the help rejectors. They tell me, I need help.
And
they are. I call them help rejectors. They'll say, I need help. My life's a mess. This is a mess. And I'm giving them tools. And they reject every one of them. Oh, that's not going to work. Oh, I've already tried that. Oh,
Whoa.
But then you're going to keep telling me, I need help. And we can't be that way. We need to be looking to resolve that problem.
Then that takes some courage, don't you think?
A lot of courage.
On the part of people, of all of us, that when a suggestion is given, give it some thought, give it some time, and give it a try.
Give it a try. And it may have not have worked in the past, but this is a different time. It may now. And a lot of it's working on our mindset. And, you know, a lot of people are wanting, and I get this all the time, they want the magic pill. They want the pill to make it all stop.
And a lot of people want the pill. Actually,
they want
a narcotic or whatever. And that's what's going on with our society now with all the drug scene. So many people resort to that kind of a solution so that they're numbed, you know, into not having to deal with the problem.
Very much. And so we get strength. We get our, I call them our emotional muscles when we have a problem and we face it.
Right.
We grow that muscle. So next time we have a problem, we have a little tool to use.
Yes.
Maybe we've grown a support we can draw from and we can face that problem and some confidence. And so facing our problems is the only way we're going to get strong from
it. Amen. And we have to cultivate that support system, don't we? You got to spend time. I was talking to somebody yesterday on the phone, and this person has struggled a lot with drugs. And I said, when's the last time you went to an NA meeting? Well, it's been a real long time. Don't you miss having a sponsor? And it was like the light went on for this person. And she said, yes, I'm going tonight. That's what's wrong. I am missing a support system. She said, I don't have it. I don't have anybody in my life. And I said, okay. She's in another state. And we were talking. And she said, I'm going to do this. Because she recognized she needed a support system right there where she was.
And we do. And we all need a support system. And it's a really good, our social support's important for us.
So one of the things that this support system should do is encourage us and strengthen us.
Yes, if we, the people that we're choosing to be in our support club or whatever we want to call
support
them,
support club,
are negative or they're naysayers or they're always finding the wrong with everything, they're not supporting and encouraging.
No.
Now, there can be genuine feedback that may come across negative. Critical, constructive criticism is very important. But that we need to take that with what it is, look at it, and evaluate it. But if everything or most things coming from someone is negative, cutting down, naysaying, rejecting, that is not the person to put on that social support pedestal for us.
Okay. I've found through the years, correct me if I'm wrong, that it helps people to have a little group of people that they're accountable to, like the person I was talking to yesterday. The NA meeting, the AA meeting is that little accountable, she would be accountable in that group, you know?
And accountability is great, no
it's
matter
so
where we
and
are and what we're doing in our life.
Why don't you define accountability? Another bell ringer. Accountability is so important as you get mentally and emotionally stronger. Go ahead.
It's just having those people that will kind of give you those gentle reminders and ask you, hey, how's it going? How are you doing? Just kind of that you know someone else is out there kind of cheering you on, but help making sure you don't lose your focus or motivation too.
Right.
And so accountability is really an important thing for personal growth, professional growth, you know, all kinds of areas of our lives to have those accountability.
And a place where you can be honest and be yourself.
Yes.
And if you've messed up, you can say I've messed up or whatever the case may be.
And you know what? We're more likely to do something when we know that someone's going to ask us, did we do it?
Boy, that's a truth. That's why I went back to Weight Watchers a few weeks back. Seriously. You know, and they say in that meeting, this is not a commercial for them, but they say that you're 8 times more likely to lose weight if you go to the meetings and there's a little bit of, you know, you're weighing in, there's accountability. I have found that to be true for me when it comes to weight loss. I've got a few pounds I want to take off, and it really does help. We've got Doug on the line. Hello, Doug. How are you tonight?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, good, good. You've been listening to Go Yard tonight, huh, Doug?
Yes, I have. I'm away from work here.
Oh, cool. That's the whole goal. That's right. So what's your comment or question?
No, I just wanted to comment on what you were talking about, because my, you know, I've been through a rough year. And there's really no support here.
Okay.
You know, and it's been a challenge.
Okay.
Yes, I lost my partner last September. I lost my job last December.
Oh, yes.
And 3 months of sitting home stewing about it.
Oh, wow.
So I finally got up and I got a job back with the same company, but another location.
Yes.
Which was real far from home. And I don't know, I was kind of miserable and just the whole time not happy going there. And there was nobody in my life, and I was going out trying to find people. And it just was awful.
Wow.
Wow.
You are describing what we've been talking about. And so life is not real satisfying, is it, when you're going through all that?
No. I mean, it was taking me so long to get to work. I had no quality of life at all.
Right. Yeah.
So it's been a rough year.
So how are you doing now, Doug?
Things kind of turned around. I got a phone call from someone that I hadn't heard from in like 30 years back in June.
Woo, cool.
And that kind of gave me a lot of, I don't know, that's been a real big motivator in a lot of ways. And I didn't feel so alone, and there was nobody in my world.
Right.
And after that, I don't know, work was still a big downer, but I just started making phone calls, and all of a sudden turned around and got a new job. A big door opened up here.
Oh, fantastic.
So it's on an upswing, but it took me to make those decisions to make the, you know, attempts to change things.
And that's exactly what we've been trying to say, is that we have the power and we have some tools, and we need to use those. And our worst situations won't start improving until we pick them up and use them. And it takes effort. Did it take effort, Doug?
Yeah. It took a lot of decision making on my part to actually get up and make those phone calls and make something happen. Otherwise, I would have still been stuck in the same rut and miserable.
Exactly. Huh. That's a great point of this show. Boy, I'm so glad you called in, because you're just case in point what we're talking about tonight. And it takes individuals really saying, I'm sick of the way things are. I want to make a change.
Very much.
Yeah, I mean, I was getting to the point even working at a McDonald's would have made me happier.
Well, there you go. And I'm glad you keep making those steps. Keep making the change, Doug. And thank you so much for calling.
Yes. Thanks, Doug. And
you're welcome.
Appreciate it. All right. And we will just hope to hear from you again sometime. So
definitely. You guys are very motivational over there.
Great. Yeah, fantastic. Thank you. Thanks for calling. You know, I love that. I'm so glad that this gentleman called in, because that's what we're talking about, Doctor. When people get sick and tired of being sick and tired, in a way, you know, and decide to do something. The definition of insanity.
Very much so. Is trying to do the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And so
right.
What I often tell a lot of my patients when they come in is, when the pain of staying the same is worse than the pain of change, then people will want to change.
Boy, you said that way too fast, doctor. Now, and you didn't give me a chance to ring my bell.
Ring the
bell.
And
you know I'm all about it. So
yeah,
let's say it again so I can ring my bell.
When the pain of change... When the pain of staying the same is worse than the pain of change, people start to move towards change.
There you go.
But the problem is they let their pain get so bad that they zap so much of their energy and strength.
They get depressed.
And we don't need to let it go that far.
Right. Yes. That's why you need a support system. That's why you need some people in your life that can say, wait a minute, you're not doing very well. You need some change here.
Very much. You know, I mean... Just the person say, hey, you know, you're not looking yourself. Is everything okay?
And right.
Genuinely mean it.
Right.
You know, and that's the accountability that we're talking about.
Absolutely. One of the questions in this section of your domain, this domain of your life satisfaction survey is, do you have people in which you can have a good time with? Do you have people in your life that you can just have fun with? Let so your important. Hair down and be silly and just be make memories of being crazy.
And that's so important. We all need people that we can just have fun with.
Yeah.
That we can just we don't have those pressures to be anything extra or special, that we can just go in and have some fun and get silly. And
I love that. I love being that way, and I love people in my life that allow me that kind of craziness.
And we need that, and everyone needs that. We need to be able to just have fun. We need to have fun.
Right.
Sounds simple, but it's really hard for some of us to just stop and have some fun.
Recently, a friend of mine and I decided to just buy a couple games, okay? Bought a Monopoly game. Used to play that as a kid. Bought an Uno game.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I just keep getting beat in Uno. I don't know what's wrong here with the whole system, but maybe she's cheating. I'm not sure. No, I'm teasing. But just something like that, it was just fun. Something, you know, not serious, just a little game. I mean, just something to do. So you're saying do things different in your life. Change it up.
Very
right?
much so. And, you know, this year for Christmas, one of my thoughts for my kids was that in their stocking, I wanted to get a little game, little game. I don't know what game, but a little
stocking.
Not
electronic.
Not electronic. You know, a card game.
Right,
exactly. I was looking, you know, at I did look at the little electronic 20 questions because I thought that could be fun.
Yeah.
Dominoes, just little things that we could just on the spur, on the fly.
That's
hey,
it. Yeah.
Let's do this. Let's have some downtime and breathe a little bit. And we need to do that.
It's fun, isn't it? And it's part of your mental health.
Very much.
And emotional health and social health. So this domain, we're talking about your social health. Do you have someone who shows you love and affection?
Important to have people.
That's an interesting question because there are a lot of people in this world who have no one in their life that ever touches them or hugs them. You know, I'm a touchy pastor, you know, and I love to hug people. And there are some people that don't like that. So you got to be careful. You got to be sensitive. But, you know, people do want to be touched, don't you think, doctor? As I'm sitting here touching your arm right now, you know, pounding on your shoulder. But don't you think people do like to be touched?
Very much so. In fact, it's such an important part of our human component that one of the things I assess, I work a lot with children. I work a lot with children who've been through the system, meaning that they've been abused and neglected. And there's something called failure to thrive.
Yes.
Oh, and yes. It's something I see a lot in my assessments. And it's really they weren't touched. They weren't cuddled. They weren't held. It's all that human component they missed. And they don't learn to attach. And they don't learn their bodies, or they're even smaller kids, their speech delay, they have a lot of issues from failure to thrive. And a lot of failure to thrive roots back to that component of human touch.
Right. So find that in your life. You know, a church Bible study or a group where you can go and get close to people, that's a good place where you can receive a lot of hugs.
Yeah,
even those AA meetings, that's, you know, they're that way too. Go ahead.
Well, and I think it's really great for us all to have groups we participate in, whatever it is. You know, I have, you know, knitting groups. It could be church groups. It could
Wait
be
a minute.
Hobby
do you
groups.
Go to a knitting group?
I wish I could knit. I can't knit.
Okay.
But I do a book club. And that has been
we
so much
We used to have
fun.
A book club, and that was fun. Yeah, book clubs are great. That's a great idea. Start one in your condo association or someplace where you are. Book club is great. Everybody's just reading the same book, and then just sit around and talk about it.
We do.
Fun.
We started one at work. It's really fun and silly. And it's forced me to learn to read for fun, because I have learned to read clinically for so many years that we read fun books, and it's so weird to read.
Because you've been
fun.
In school forever and ever.
It's trained my brain to think of reading differently.
Well, fantasy football is just an excellent group activity too. You know what? Or sitting there and watching games with people. I love to do that with some of my friends who love football or baseball or whatever. It's fun to sit and just watch a game and comment, you know. It's cool. In fact, that's the inspiration for the name of our show here, Go Yard, because I've been playing baseball since I was a kid, and I am totally a Rays fan and big about baseball and how important it is to hit home runs. And all of this we're talking about, doctor, is about learning to hit home runs in our lives and not just strike out over and over again or bunt the ball barely, you know, just in front of you. You know?
We don't want to live. We want to thrive. We want to be satisfied.
Yes.
We want to really get out there and hit those home runs.
Why? Absolutely. Somebody around that can help you with daily chores. Maybe some of our listeners are people that live alone. What do they do when they need some somebody to help them move a piece of furniture so they can clean under it or whatever. You know, that's you need somebody in your life that can help you with stuff like that.
And that's part of building that support network, because you know, other people have different strengths and abilities, and more numbers when you're doing something big like a piece of furniture can help you do that. And so we do need help with our daily chores. Even if we live alone, it's so much nicer, you know, even if we turn on the TV or the radio and make a fun thing out of it,
because
it is our own mess usually. But to have that person come in and help, you know, so if you live in a house with other people, they need to be contributing. And if they're 3 years old, they can contribute.
Absolutely. And you are great about that as a mother with your teenage boys. So I can't believe we're almost done with this show, Doctor. And we have just begun on everything we want to talk about with your life satisfaction survey. We're going to try to get it up on our website, goyard2014.org, this week. So look for it. Go there and check it out. And we'll get it up there. And you can take this survey, and it's numerical, and you can see where you are and how you feel about life. And then we'll talk more about it next week. To sum up a couple comments, what would you like people to remember from this show, Dr. Angel, today?
Well, I really want them to remember, first of all, that we are holistic beings. And so we need to take care of our whole self, not just one part of ourself. And that things going wrong in one area will affect others. So if you're feeling sad, it could be that you're getting sick. And so let's start looking at ourselves holistically.
Yes. And by that, you mean the whole body,
the whole
soul
being,
and spirit,
all of
the
us.
Whole thing.
The
That's
whole
what
body.
We mean by holistically. Right. All right. So if you have missed some of our previous shows, we want you to go to www.tantalk1340.com to the podcast, or you can go to our website, goyard2014.org, go to radio broadcast, and you'll find a page where there's a link, and it'll link you to our podcast. You can go to listen to all of them. So just do that. Go. That's the easiest way, really. Goyard2014.org and go to radio broadcast, hit the link, and it'll take you right over here to all the podcasts. Dr. Angel, it's always fun. This is great. Well, we got next week here coming up, next Thursday night, same time.
I know, I'm already excited.
I am too. We got a lot to talk about. Life satisfaction surveys, and this whole goal in December is these are gifts for you to give to yourself in this month. It's a joy to be here with you.
As well as with you. I really have a great time, and you are a great co-host. So.
Well, it's fun, isn't it, Dr. Angel?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So have a good week, everybody. And, you know, just as we all evaluate our lives, what better time than right now as we're getting ready to turn into a new year?
This is a great time for self-evaluation.
It sure is.
Let's keep working on it. And everyone, you all have a great night and a great week.
And that theme song is coming up, A New Lease on Life by Mercy Me. All right, y'all have a good week. This has been Dr. Angel and Mama Mac asking you, what's holding you back?
Good night.